Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Be that guy you just had on your TV a couple of minutes ago. That guy is an idiot. That guy is Rear Admiral John Kirby. Yeah, say no more. Nothing else to say here. Say no more. Man, this was hilarious. This is, I think, probably some of the best audio that we're going to have racked and stacked for you here on this Freedom Friday, Friday the 13th show of Montana Talks here. Let's see. This is a New Jersey legislator. I've got the Daily Caller story somewhere in my stack of stuff here so I can tell you his name. But this guy's great. I got to meet this guy. Apparently, he was a Apache helicopter pilot in the Army. He's a state legislator out in New Jersey now. But they had him on talking about these drones, these crazy drones that they're seeing all over New York and New Jersey. And meanwhile, you know, Admiral Kirby, this guy never held a tactical position in his entire career. He's been just flat for the Democrats in Washington, D.C., but Admiral Kirby, I mean, Officer Barr Brady, nothing to see here, folks. Pulling the same nonsense that the governor of New Jersey has been pulling here. Let me see. This was, here we go. So this was on Fox News yesterday. They have this New Jersey lawmaker weighing in to what John Kirby had to say. Because apparently these New Jersey, Democrats are now even saying, what the heck is going on with these drones?
John Kirby over at the White House said this about the drone invasion. Listen here.
The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are investigating these sightings, and they're working closely with state and local law enforcement to provide resources using numerous detection methods to better understand their origin. Using very sophisticated electronic detection technologies provided by federal authorities, we have not been able to, and neither have state or local law enforcement authorities, corroborate any of the reported visual sightings. To the contrary, upon review of available imagery, it appears that many of the reported sightings are actually manned aircraft that are being operated lawfully.
So what he's basically saying there is, these are not the droids that you're looking for. I mean, what do you say?
Yeah, see, that guy's an idiot. That I can tell you right now. Because the colonel of the state police told the members of the state legislature that one of his helicopters was hovering above a 6-foot wide drone, and he landed that helicopter because he felt unsafe for his pilots. I'm a former Apache helicopter pilot and a member of the New Jersey State Legislature, and I've seen these things in my own community. That guy, I don't even know his name, who was on here a couple minutes ago, is a fool if he's going to say that there's no issue.
Well, he's a former Rear Admiral in the U.S. Navy named John Kirby, so helicopter pilot against the Admiral. Go ahead.
Well, you know, go Army, beat Navy. That's what I have to say in this regard.
Classic. That was absolutely classic. Quick on his feet there, that Apache helicopter pilot. That guy, is John Kirby. Yeah, enough said. That guy is an idiot. Oh, that's Admiral Kirby to you. Yeah, never mind.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With mainly sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures range from the lower 40s in Bozeman to the upper 40s in the Billings area. For tonight, skies stay clear to partly cloudy. Lows range from the mid to upper 20s. Then for Saturday, we can expect a mix of clouds and sun, with highs from the mid 40s to around 50 degrees to start off the weekend. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Securing America.
The need for the U.S. military to embrace new technology is constant. The deputy director of the Pentagon's Defense Innovation Unit, Aditi Kumar, recently spoke about that process during a conversation with the Hudson Institute. She says when discussing which new developments to explore, one principle comes first.
The most important thing we can do and are doing in that space is spotlighting the operational needs.
She acknowledges that sometimes her unit has to encourage a change in thought process. For example,
the department has historically bought software on the cheap. Right. And now what we're doing is saying this is actually an integral part of the solution.
Kumar also admits her department knows keeping America safe often means
that we're shining a light on the most urgent operational right. problems, and that we keep that focus steady.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here is a big reason why you need to download the Montana Talks app for your smartphone. So on Thursday's 9 o'clock hour, our statewide show, we had incoming Senate Majority Leader for the Montana State Senate, Tom McGilvery, on the program. 27 different proposals for judicial reform here in Montana. Fascinating insight from Senator McGilvery. If you missed it, with the Montana Talks app on your phone, you get all of the show audio in podcast format. You can also get it from Spotify.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Let me start with this story here. I got so much stuff in front of us here. So much stuff to get to here this morning. This one we're going to get to later on in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Dolly Parton versus the Montana Teachers Union. Wait till you hear what the MFPE, the Montana Federation of Public Employees, is up to now. The woke teachers union, the woke public employees union, the same state public employees union that loves to trash the industries that bash your private sector union jobs, of course. They prop up the Democrats that kill union jobs. So I don't know if the private sector union folks are fully tracking this yet or not. But basically, the public employees unions, they don't care about your private sector union job. They only care about big government and their big government policies and backing Democrats. Even though the Democrats are killing your union job, they only care about their union. They don't care about your union. I mean, come on. No, they'll make you think they care about your union if they need you to come back them up for something in the legislature in Helena or on Capitol Hill. They'd be like, hey, union strong. You need to be with us while they kill your union job. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get to that story in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. We've got Max Nelson from the Freedom Foundation back with us. He's got a big new report just out that you're going to want to see. Let's start today, though, with a woke update of the week. We had a couple of woke updates in Thursday's show as the great David Noble joined us in the 7 o'clock hour of the program. But there was one story we didn't get to. Ah, man, that's why it's like, oh, man, it was like the hour just flew by. And then we had a couple other things we had to sneak in during the 7 o'clock hour of the show. But David said, hey, there was one more woke update that I wanted to share with you guys. But then, you know, he had to run back to work and we had a guest at the end of the hour. But the other woke update that he wanted to share with us deals with the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission. And I briefly touched on it in Thursday's 8 o'clock hour of the show, but the dailycaller.com has a story up now. Just another weaponized institution. Ramaswamy and Musk slam the SEC
following diversity policy reversal. So on Thursday, a federal court overturned a decision on, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy slammed the Securities and Exchange Commission on Thursday after a federal court overturned a decision on diversity policy. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans struck down proposed diversity rules from NASDAQ, which mandated that listed companies either include minority and female directors on their boards or explain their absence. Musk and Ramaswamy, along with other Trump supporters, lambasted the agency following the federal appeals court decision. Now, the point that David Noble made was that in some cases, they were even requiring these companies to have transgender folks serve on the boards of their company. That was the point that David Noble made. I mean, think about how crazy this is, that if you're forced to put a transgender person on the board for your company. Yeah, why don't you go grab lipstick Lex Luthor, the guy who got busted, you know, out of top security clearance under the Biden administration, and then the dress-wearing man with the bald head and the creepy mustache was then busted stealing women's luggage and stealing women's underwear off the luggage rack at the airports. Yeah, maybe that guy should be on the board. Give me a break. But there were a couple of things on X here. Vivek Ramaswamy said this with a tweet. He says, when an agency like the SEC is so repeatedly and thoroughly embarrassed in federal court for flouting the law, it loses its legitimacy as a law enforcement body. And he shared some information from Corey Liu. Corey Liu says that the Fifth Circuit en banc in an opinion by Judge Andrew Oldham holds that the SEC acted unlawfully in approving a NASDAQ policy that forces corporate boards to implement an identity-based diversity quota that looks at race, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, or provide a written explanation for why they failed to meet the quota. The opinion is technically complex, but elegant in sticking to just the law, walking through the history of the SEC. At its core, the opinion reasons that the SEC's legal authority is to ensure a fair and honest marketplace and not to force politically motivated identity politics into corporate decision making. Further, SEC's efforts, this is directly from the opinion, raise an eyebrow by stepping outside its ordinary regulatory domain of market manipulation and proxy voting and intruding into the province of other agencies. So anyway, very interesting case, very interesting ruling, and I wish we had more time with David Noble yesterday to dive into that story a little bit deeper, especially to get his, you know, take on it as a lawyer. But hey, thankfully, he'll be back with us next Thursday, and then in a few days over the Christmas, New Year's holidays, David Noble will be filling in on the show. I've got a few more vacation days to burn, thankfully, so David Noble's going to be here filling in on the show and does a great job as always. So I know you guys are going to enjoy the continued live coverage that we have for you here throughout the holidays, and then plus all that audio will go on our podcast on the Montana Talks app. So if you're traveling, driving across the state, or stuck in some stupid airport somewhere, you can download the podcast and catch up on everything that's being talked about. All right, quick break. God, let's see, where should we start right after this? I think we need to go back to SB 99 and the left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court with the continued reactions that have been coming in.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The good news is that growth in the Montana economy appears to have stabilized. After a huge boom in 2021 that took things like tax collections to stratospheric heights, growth statewide has fallen for two consecutive years. That appears to have ended in 24 with a modest uptick in growth in both employment and income. It appears to have been a good visitor year for Montana, which has helped to offset some of the setbacks in industries like coal and wood products. Growth was strong in healthcare, finally rebounding after a tough post-COVID period, and also in government. Interest rate-sensitive sectors, especially residential construction, fared worse. But a closer look reveals the lumpiness of growth. The tech centers, Missoula, Flathead, and especially Gallatin counties, had strong growth. The other urban areas, much less so. And if you subtract out the seven largest counties in the state, you don't see any growth at all. I'm Patrick Barkey.
brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. A new study suggests working out can boost your brain health for 24 hours. Researchers from University College London suggesting that moderate daily exercise can keep the brain sharp well into old age. Participants in the study age 50 through 83, who were more physically active than usual, showed improved memory the next day. The participants' activity levels and sleep patterns were monitored over an 8-day period. They took daily cognitive tests so researchers could monitor any changes. Moderate to vigorous physical activity showed an improvement in working and episodic memory. Participants who got more sleep, especially deep sleep, showed even more cognitive improvement. The CDC recommends adults ages 18 to 60 get at least 7 hours of sleep a night. The results of the study were published in the International Journal of Behavioral Nutrition and Physical Activity. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Welcome to
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Nordlund. After experiencing a La Nina weather pattern throughout the summer and early fall, what is the state of that event? Recently, I caught up with agricultural meteorologist Brian Bledsoe, who shared more on what La Nina is doing here in December.
So we kind of put things on pause after October. So really from October to November, we actually saw conditions weaken to where we were barely on the threshold of La Nina activity. And during the past couple of weeks, we have started to see it actually intensify again. And I think that's kind of what we're going to continue to see, at least over the next month or so. This event is going to be weak. It's not going to be a moderate or strong event, which is key. And it's also going to be transient, meaning I don't think this is going to last really beyond, say, February, I think, at the longest. So while that La Nina is here, even in a weak state, I think it is going to act to enhance our wintry pattern here across much of the northern Rockies, the Pacific Northwest, and just kind of keep that north-northwest sector of the country pretty active over the next couple of months or so.
And after a pretty mild winter last year, Bledsoe emphasized it could be a bit tougher in 2025.
I think we need to be prepared, and this is especially true for Montana. The thing that has been most notable for the past, say, 4 weeks has been the building of the snowpack in Siberia and in Canada. Those areas are covered up right now. That is a very significant source for Arctic and cold air as we get deeper in the winter. So there have been times in past years where that hasn't been the case so far. So that indication alone tells me you better prepare for some cold, and some of that cold is going to be significant cold, and you better prepare for some snow. So if you're going to start calving in January and you live in the northern plains and the northern Rockies, you better be prepared for weather that you did not see last year.
For my entire video podcast with meteorologist Brian Bledsoe, visit westernagnetwork.com.
Ranchers, if you missed out on the Pays Blue Ribbon Sale and you're still in the market for bred heifers or stock cows, you're in luck. That's because Friday, December 20th is the Northland Stock Cow and Bred Heifer Sale at the Public Auction Yards in Billings, Montana. Over 4,000 head are expected. Sale time is 9 a.m. You can buy with confidence knowing these bred females are loaded with some of the best bovine genetics money can buy that'll turn that grass into pounds, money, and beef. To check out the consignments already on the books, visit publicauctionyards.com.
Even minor deficiencies in your herd's diet can have big effects on your herd's health and productivity. Every SmartLick formula provides a minimum 125% of NRC-recommended vitamins and minerals in a self-fed tub, helping your cattle thrive through every season. SmartLick is not just another tub. It's essential nutrition. Visit us online at SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com.
President-elect Donald Trump's focused policies, including his cabinet picks and stance on tariffs, are prompting China to diversify trade and strengthen ties with BRICS nations like Brazil. Brazil, China's top trade partner since 2009, has benefited from increased Chinese investment in agricultural exports, especially during President Trump's first term. China is also boosting its presence in Brazil's auto and telecom sectors. China and Brazil are also exploring trading in their own currency, signaling a challenge to U.S. dollar dominance. These moves aim to reduce China's reliance on the U.S. market while expanding its global influence and shifting the consumer good market from the United States to Brazil as well. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Ray Northlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I mentioned the dailycaller.com. Great coverage as always at the dailycaller.com for national stuff. But they've got a Montana-specific story on there here this morning. Before I get to that one, first, when I opened up the 6 o'clock hour of the show, quote, that guy is an idiot. Whoever that guy was that you just had on your TV program a couple of minutes ago, that guy is an idiot. Well, that guy is Admiral John Kirby. He's been a Democrat Party flack hack for years now. They always bring him up to the podium at the Biden White House, and it's just like, this guy over here. It was New Jersey Assemblyman. What's his name here? New Jersey State Legislator. Brian Bergen, there we go. Brian Bergen is his name. Apache helicopter pilot in the Army just tore into John Kirby, who is nothing to say here, folks, when it comes to all these drones that are flying like crazy over New Jersey and New York. And now even Democrats on Capitol Hill and Democrats in New Jersey are saying, what the heck is going on here? And why aren't we getting more answers as John Kirby pretends that there's nothing to see here and that it's not a big deal? And what's crazy about that whole story is they will say, hey, there's no malicious intent here. We don't believe that there's anything going on here. But then when they're asked, oh, well, tell us what you know. Well, we actually don't know anything about these drones that are flying over New Jersey. And so if they don't know anything about the drones that are actually flying over New Jersey, then how do they know that there's no malicious intent? You don't even know what's going on, but you know that there's no malicious intent here. This is, again, just like we talked about yesterday in the 6 o'clock hour of the show when our friend Evan and Belt dropped in the studios with us here. This has got China spy balloon written all over it once again. Here's another story, though, from the dailycaller.com. Yesterday, we were talking at length about Senate Bill 99. That is the bill. That's the law to protect kids from getting their body parts chopped off as part of this radical transgender agenda. And this outrageous decision out of the left-wing controlled Montana Supreme Court. The Montana Supreme Court allowed these crazy transgender operations to continue. Even the puberty blockers can cause lifelong irreversible damage. I shared the Federalist story yesterday, but I like the way the dailycaller.com ties both of these stories together here. The same day that the United Kingdom, the same day that the UK bans puberty blockers, Red State Court allows medical experimentation on minors. The Montana Supreme Court upheld an injunction against a state law banning gender transition procedures for children Wednesday, arguing that the law likely violated the state's constitutional right to privacy. They did this on the same day that the United Kingdom put a ban in place to this type of stuff because of the harm that they have found it causes to kids. Update there. Drones to the east, drones to the west. I've got drones to the east of me, drones to the west. Here I am, stuck in the middle with a crazy government in Washington, D.C. All right, let's see, where are we at here? Oh, yeah, Senate Bill 99. We got great reaction in the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hours of the show on Thursday. State Senator John Fuller is the actual author of that legislation, Senate Bill 99, to protect kids from these crazy transgender procedures. And he called in with some great thoughts and some great insight. And then we also had a Senate Majority Leader, incoming Senate Majority Leader for the Montana State Senate, Tom McGilvery, on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show talking judicial reform. I was tempted to just replay that entire audio from yesterday's 9 o'clock hour here with you in this 6 o'clock hour of the show, but we just got too much other ground that we got to cover. But I would encourage you, if you missed our conversation with Tom McGilvery talking about 27 different proposals that this Senate Select Committee put together. They put in the work. And you could tell Tom McGilvery, man, they put in the work. they gave this very thoughtful consideration. This is not just some partisan hit piece committee report. As much as we'd all be okay with seeing something like that as well. No, they put in a very thoughtful, reasonable analysis behind this on how we can improve business court operations, how we could, you know, create a constitutional court, how we could reform, you know, some of our judicial elections to bring about more fairness and more balance and more justice there as well. And so it was a great conversation with Tom McGilvery. I would encourage you, make sure you download that full hour on the Montana Talks app so you can go back and listen to it, share it with your friends and more. But let's see, Senate President Matt Regeer, for those of you that missed it, he gave this response to the left-wing Montana Supreme Court for basically keeping this temporary halt against SB 99 in place.
Once again, our Montana Supreme Court has ruled with radical liberals at the expense of common sense. Our Montana children should not be going through irreversible transgender surgeries. Montana legislature will continue to fight against this crazy wokeness and against Montana judges that are activists and out of control.
And Governor Greg Gianforte as well sent out a statement saying, quote, "I am deeply disappointed in the ruling from the Montana Supreme Court to issue a preliminary injunction on the Montana Youth Protection Act, which aims to protect children from permanent life-altering medical and surgical treatments. As this case moves forward and as the U.S. Supreme Court considers its decision in United States versus Scrimeti, I hope the courts will do the right thing and protect children from these experimental procedures." Let's see, coming up after the break, another thing that we had ready to roll for you for Thursday's show, but given all the big news of the day, we didn't get time to get to it. We're going to get to it here today. Senator-elect Tim Sheehy, United States Senator-elect Tim Sheehy, got to meet with a couple of President Trump's nominees. We've got audio of his reaction.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Yes. Thankfully, we've got some of the audio queued up. Like I said, I won't play the whole hour. You've got to go back and listen to it to hear about all of these reforms that the Senate Select Committee on the Judiciary is putting forward for the upcoming legislative session that kicks off in January, talking about judicial reform. But I was talking with Senator McGilvery. I made the point yesterday that, hey, we had him on the calendar for at least a couple of weeks. I was wanting to have Senator McGilvery join us on the program to outline all of these judicial reform proposals, because way back before Thanksgiving, we had one of the citizen committee members join us on the show. And I said, wow, the timing. Here you've got the Montana Supreme Court literally just poking the people of Montana in the eye. The arrogance out of this Montana Supreme Court, these elitists, they are so out of touch that they would put forward a ruling to allow body parts to be chopped off of kids. Well, privacy. Tim in Billings had a great point. He sent us a message in the middle of that conversation. And he sent us a message how, okay, so if your kid identifies as a fish and you want to affirm their identity, so if the parent holds the kid underwater and then the kid dies from drowning, I guess the Supreme Court's just going to be okay with that because, you know, hey, privacy. And Tom McGilvery made a great point here as well. Anyway, but I was making the point that the Montana Supreme Court just made our case for us on how just crazy they are and the judicial overreach that will they made our case for us. They made our case for us. They said, ah, it's okay to chop body parts off of kids when they ruled against Senate Bill 99. This is absolutely crazy. Here is a Senate Majority Leader inbound, Senate Majority Leader Tom McGilvery.
It is crazy, and you know, we protect kids. The Montana Constitution gives us that clear ability to protect children with laws, and we simply did that. We say, hey, you just can't chop the breast off a teenage girl. You can't mutilate kids. And you know, if we had a parent that was chopping the fingers off a kid because they were disobeying, the Child Protective Services would come in and take that kid out of the home. And this is no different. You can't mutilate a child and destroy their life forever. And then for the court to say the legislature's acting in bad faith because we passed a law like that, how disingenuous can you be?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, you and I were talking off air, so it's like, wow, I guess if the state of Montana needs to save a bunch of money, you can just do away with Child Protective Services altogether now, because according to the Montana Supreme Court, there's no such thing as child abuse because, hey, privacy.
Yeah, there's two competing rights there, but of course the state has a vested interest in protecting children. Think about it in the big picture, Aaron. Look at the birth rate in the United States at 1.7. You don't have any kids, you have a society that's going down. And you've got to protect a child's ability to produce, to have children in the future. And when we're mutilating kids like this, you're destroying their health, you're destroying their sexual reproductive health.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so anyway, like I say, full audio with Senator Tom McGilvery on the Montana Talks app. Or if you use Spotify for podcasts, you can find it there as well. Okay, I did mention we've got audio. Senator-elect, U.S. Senator-elect Tim Sheehy meeting with President Trump's cabinet nominees and other nominees. He got to see his friend Tulsi Gabbard earlier this week. He also got to see Pete Hegseth, President Trump's Secretary of Defense nominee. We've got audio reaction from Senator-elect Tim Sheehy on both of those nominees, plus Senator-elect Sheehy himself will join us later this morning right here on Montana Talks. Before we go into that, let's sneak in a quick phone call here. We got Tom in Billings on the line. Tom, what's your thoughts this morning?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. I totally agree with Tom McGilvray and with our de facto president, technically, Donald Trump. The Montana Supreme Court is violating the oath of their office. The House of Representatives, with the Senate and the governor and the AG, we could actually put forth an amendment to defund the Montana Supreme Court. That means they lose their little lackeys that they got running up their bills and stuff like that. We could actually do that and defund the Supreme Court and force their hand to stand up to their oath about abusing children.
Well, and that's what Representative-elect Lucas Schubert, a newly elected lawmaker out of the Flathead Valley, is calling for just that. I think he said that we give the Montana Supreme Court taxpayer dollars. They get $20 million in funding. $20 million. And they're really not doing their jobs. If anything, they're making the situation worse. Our courts have a backlog of cases, and they don't have enough people. They don't have enough personnel. They've got too many court cases. Look at the crime that we've seen as a result of the southern border here in Montana. So you would think like the Montana Supreme Court would say, you know what, we're going to stay out of this political garbage because we got too much other stuff going on here. But no, look at the time they've wasted on this held climate case in the district level as well. Look at the time they've wasted interfering in the legislature and you know, micromanaging when the voter registration deadline should be or should not be. They have wasted. And then what they do is with their confusing decisions, they're one of the worst. They're the worst, if not one of the worst. They're the worst court in the entire country in terms of getting overturned. And so what they do is they confuse the whole process. And if you're one of these district court judges out there, you know, I mean, you know what you're going to get when it comes to the partisan stuff out of the Montana Supreme Court. But when it comes to the basic rule of law, you never know what you're going to get. And it's not like a box of chocolates. It's much worse than that with this Montana Supreme Court. Hopefully the incoming Chief Justice Corey Swanson can help clean things up and turn things around. But, man, he's got a lot of work in front of him here because it's just a mess. The Montana Supreme Court is such a mess right now. But keep poking people in the eye because I think the people of Montana have been asleep for far too long when it comes to our courts, when it comes to the Montana Supreme Court. Everybody gets whipped into a frenzy about congressional races and everything else. And now it's time to get whipped into a frenzy and start focusing in on the Montana Supreme Court elections at a much greater extent. Okay, Senator-elect Tim Sheehy. met with a couple of President Trump's nominees, actually more than just a couple of President Trump's nominees, but he gave this reaction after meeting with President Trump's Secretary of Defense nominee, Pete Hegseth.
Hey, everybody, we're happy to welcome Pete Hegseth, the Defense Secretary nominee, to our office. We're backing him 100%. He's going to put the warfighter first. I asked him one question that was the deciding factor of who's going to put the men and women in uniform first in his priorities. He answered unequivocally yes. He's got our support.
Yeah, absolutely. Senator, thank you so much for everything you've done. Nobody knows these issues better than you. Congratulations on becoming the brand new U.S. Senator representing the warfighters. That's what it's all about. And we're going to lock shields together.
All right. America first.
All right. So there you go. He shared that on his X account. He also got a chance to meet with Tulsi Gabbard. And, of course, no big surprise here that Senator-elect Tim Sheehy would be supporting Tulsi Gabbard, President Trump's nominee, to head up the to serve as the director of the National Director of Intelligence at the Office of the National Director of Intelligence, ONDI. No surprise there. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard, remember, she came out to Montana and was more than happy to endorse Senator-elect Tim Sheehy over, you know, that one Democrat guy that we don't even want to talk about anymore, even though he's still getting paid by we, the people, the taxpayers. Here's what Senator-elect Tim Sheehy had to say after meeting with Tulsi Gabbard.
Hey, everybody, we got Tulsi Gabbard here in the office. I'm so proud to give her my full, unwavering support for Director of National Intelligence. I've known Tulsi since she ran for Congress in Hawaii when I lived in Hawaii as a Navy SEAL officer, and I've been impressed ever since. She knows what it means to serve her country. She's put her life on the line for this country time and again, and so she's going to do a great job in this new role. She's going to bring much-needed accountability to our intelligence community, and she's going to protect this country. Thanks, Tulsi.
Thank you. Thank you for your friendship, your service, and for choosing to continue to serve our country in this new capacity as a senator representing the great state of Montana.
All right, thanks, everybody. We got Tulsi's back 100%.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. And, of course, Senator-elect Tim Sheehy will join us here later this morning on the show. We got a great phone call from Tim in Savage yesterday, and you heard me right. And Tim gave us permission to talk about this on the radio here. So Tim in Savage, he's out there on the North Dakota border. He has now lost 60 pounds, 60 pounds in 3 months. Can you believe it's already been 3 months? You probably heard the phone call when he first started doing Billings Last Diet. He's now down 60 pounds. He's lost 60 pounds thanks to Billings Last Diet. You know, I lost 33 pounds, but man, he's lost 60 pounds. We've had listeners lose 100 plus pounds thanks to Billings Last Diet. And as I mentioned, he lives out on the North Dakota border, and yet he's benefiting from Billings Last Diet. They have a remote option. They'll ship all your food products to you, all your protein products. They'll ship them to you. They'll ship you a scale. You'll meet remotely with your diet coaches, or you can pop in from time to time if you want. Billings Last Diet. Doesn't matter where you live in Montana, you can benefit. Get signed up come January 1st. You can wait till after the holidays, but sign up now, BillingsLastDiet.com.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
John Kirby has now weighed in on the drone issue, and he suggested earlier today there may be no drones over New Jersey at all. So the pictures and the videos that we're seeing, they must all be mirages. And all these people taking the pictures and seeing it with their own eyes are being called liars. I don't believe that they're lying. We have not been able to, and neither have state and local law enforcement authorities, been able to corroborate any of the reported visual sightings. According to John Kirby, upon review of available imagery, it appears many of the reports and sightings are actually manned aircraft that are being operated lawfully. How does that make sense?
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With mainly sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures range from the lower 40s in Bozeman to the upper 40s in the Billings area. For tonight, skies stay clear to partly cloudy. Lows range from the mid to upper 20s. Then for Saturday, we can expect a mix of clouds and sun, with highs from the mid 40s to around 50 degrees to start off the weekend. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Here is a big reason why you need to download the Montana Talks app for your smartphone. So on Thursday's 9 o'clock hour, our statewide show, we had incoming Senate Majority Leader for the Montana State Senate, Tom McGilvery, on the program. 27 different proposals for judicial reform here in Montana. Fascinating insight from Senator McGilvery. If you missed it, with the Montana Talks app on your phone, you get all the way.
Learn more at BillingsOralSurgery.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Oh, that's right. It's Friday. That means we have the Montana Family Foundation's legislative update. I wouldn't be surprised if Jeff has some thoughts on the Montana Supreme Court. I got a great message from Sean. I think Sean and Shelby, I think, is who sent this one, if I'm not mistaken. If I don't have time to share Sean's message, I'll get to that in the 7 o'clock hour, because it's a very good point from Sean here as well. Let's get to it, though. The legislative update from the Montana Family Foundation.
With just over 3 weeks to go until the start of the 2025 legislative session, things are moving into high gear. Committees have been appointed, staff are being trained, and bills are being drafted at a furious pace. Among these are certain to be several bills dealing with judicial reform. Ask any high school civics teacher, and they'll tell you that our government is made up of three co-equal branches: the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. The operative term being co-equal. Sounds great in theory, but it bears absolutely no resemblance to reality. In practice, the judicial branch in Montana acts as a super legislature, awarding by judicial decree that which is not achievable by political consensus. This mainly describes the Montana Supreme Court and the judges in the Helena Judicial District, but there are many others as well. For years, the legislative and executive branches bowed to the will of the courts. The legislature did so because Montana was a purple state and legislative majorities were thin. The executive branch did so because we had Democrat governors for 16 years who not only tolerated but applauded the liberal leanings of the judicial branch. That changed several years ago when Montanans elected a Republican governor and large Republican majorities in both houses of the legislature. Montana shifted hard to the right, and the legislature and governor quickly reasserted their co-equal standing. Fuel was added to the fire when a tranche of emails became public that proved that the courts were prejudging bills that had yet to become law. The myth of judicial impartiality was shattered, the veil on the inner workings of the court was lifted, and the legislature demanded judicial reform. Everyone got the memo, it seems, except the courts themselves. They continued to run roughshod over the other two branches and doubled down on their belief in judicial supremacy. As the people through their elected officials tried to undo decades of liberal jurisprudence, the court continued to issue decisions that would be applauded in San Francisco, but not here in Montana. They overturned common sense legislation that protected female athletes from unfair competition by transgender biological males. They also stopped enforcement of a law that banned irreversible sex change operations on minors, and arguably the worst of all was the Montana Supreme Court's recent decision granting minors full procreative autonomy, which means a 12-year-old can conceivably consent to sex with an adult. This opens the door to legalize pedophilia. It's no wonder the legislature and the vast majority of Montanans are up in arms. The courts are forcing the citizens to accept liberal policies that would never make it through the legislative process. If the recent elections are any indication, it appears the courts are in for a rude awakening. It appears that the days are quickly coming to an end when the courts can enact liberal policies by judicial decree. Reforming the courts will be front and center during the upcoming legislative session, and it's high time. The laws of the state should reflect the will of the people, not the will of a small minority of the population who happen to wear black robes. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszloffy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right, thanks to Jeff Laszloffy for that update. Yeah, and that does tie in, of course, with SB 99, what he addressed right there. Sean, here's the message from Sean. I think it's Sean and Shelby, if I'm not mistaken. But the other tragic piece of this story about the judicial overreach is the fact that we have medical professionals we trust to do no harm performing these procedures in our Montana medical facilities. Yeah, that's a very good point. Who are these people that work at these hospitals that want to do these types of things to kids? Crazy.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The good news is that growth in the Montana economy appears to have stabilized. After a huge boom in 2021 that took things like tax collections to stratospheric heights, growth statewide has fallen for two consecutive years. That appears to have ended in 24 with a modest uptick in growth in both employment and income. It appears to have been a good visitor year for Montana, which has helped to offset some of the setbacks in industries like coal and wood products. Growth was strong in healthcare, finally rebounding after a tough post-COVID period, and also in government. Interest rate-sensitive sectors, especially residential construction, fared worse. But a closer look reveals the lumpiness of growth. The tech centers, Missoula, Flathead, and especially Gallatin counties, had strong growth. The other urban areas, much less so. And if you subtract out the seven largest counties in the state, you don't see any growth at all. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.